Nathan in Mount Sheridan, what do you reckon, yay or nay?
Yeah, it's a hard, not a hard no from me, sorry guys.
Why is that?
I have MS, multiple sclerosis, and I'm on the way to hospital as we speak, actually, to get some treatments to depress my immune system.
So,
that's the notion of Cairns becoming a COVID-19 quarantine hub isn't especially appealing, yeah.
Because you are higher risk because of your MS?
That's right, yeah. But mostly because of the treatment. MS isn't an autoimmune disease, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If it was something like they're talking about, you know, if that's going to be the national hub for returning travellers and stuff, it's going to go on for months, I'd probably need to look at leaving town. And there's a lot of people out there.
Mm. Okay.
In the same situation, it just becomes too risky.
Maddie in Edmonton, yay or nay to becoming an international quarantine hub?
Nay, I don't think it's worth the risk.
Okay. Yeah.
What about you, Kate in Waree? Yay or nay?
No.
You're a no as well?
You're a hard no.
Why is that a no for you?
No. We are okay in Cairns, but no way.
And we've got Tom in Kawarra. What about you, Tom? Yay or nay?
Okay, I'm no, but I could be open to it. It'd just be a lot of little things that have to go a certain way. Like they'd have to organise some sort of transport from the office, or from the airport from a certain hotel. And that transport could only be used by those people, like no one else at all. And I think they would have to have it staffed by army, because we obviously can't trust security companies, like we've seen that in other states, that it just doesn't work. The only way that we could sort of make it an economically viable for Cairns is if the people ate, I know this just sounds a little bit silly, but Uber Eats. That way they can support the community while they're up here, because we are struggling, we haven't got a lot of tourists. So that'd be, you know, one way that the restaurants in town could sort of make a little bit of money back.